Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, God, for this day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, Lord, for this moment. Thank you, God, for your word that is coming forth this morning, because your word will bring deliverance, it will bring healings, it will bring lifting in the name of Jesus. I pray for all those over there hearing this word this morning, that, Lord, you will do something new afresh in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. And Lord, I pray that help us not just to be hearers of your word alone, but Lord, help us to be doers of this word in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory this morning. I'm so happy to know that you are there waiting for this program, Church on Air. I want to thank God so much for all that God has been doing for us through this program. Thank God for his mercies. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mighty power. Thank you, God, for the testimony we are receiving from this program. Thank God, because God is blessing us. To him be all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, without wasting much of our time, I will be talking with you on the power of courage. The power of courage. Do you know that, you know, without courage, you cannot enter into destiny? You need to be courageous. As I shared with you last week, you need to be courageous for you to not overcome problems of life. You know, only courageous people are those that can take over, you know, in the realm of the spirit. You know, only courageous people, they are those that can put the devil to shame. Only those who are courageous can take back their possession in life. Only those who are courageous, they are those people that can make it at last. So there's a need for you to be courageous no matter, you know, what you are passing through in life. That is what we are talking today on the power, or, you know, of courage. And I know that, you know, things will change in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Daniel, let's start from there, the power of courage. Daniel chapter 3, you know, we saw these three Hebrew children, you know, so courageous, you know, so great. We were told that King Nebuchadnezzar, he set up an image of gold, you know, and he wants everybody to bow to his idol. Now, let's read it. Daniel chapter 3, let's just read, you know, verse number 2 and 3, yes.
Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, and the counselors, the sheriff, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
No, so he invited people, you know, to come for his what? The dedication. What an evil dedication. You know, you see, I want you to know that there are some places you cannot go as a Christian. You know, there are some gathering that you must not be. No matter the, you know, what they call it, you know. See, can you imagine that? To evil gathering, you know, whereby people will gather together to worship idol. Oh, no. You must not, you know. Why? Because you are a bona fide child of Jesus Christ, you know. You don't belong to that realm again. Before you were there, but now the blood of Jesus Christ has purchased you from that level. So you are not supposed to bow, you know. So what now happened? So they commanded the people, you know, that anywhere you are, you must bow. In verse 6, let's see verse 6 or so, yes.
And so falleth not down, and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
So anyone that will not bow, can you imagine that now? Anyone that refused to bow down, Bible says we are told that, you know, they will be cast, you know, into a burning fiery furnace. Now, can you imagine that? Now, if it were you, for that day, what will you do? Assuming, you know, it's your time. Assuming such thing was decreed today. I asked somebody, I said, if they said that anyone that goes to church on Sunday, you'll be beheaded. I asked him, I said, will you go to church? He said, I will watch from far. Can you see now? See, people are now afraid to defend their faith. People are afraid to be identified with God. Personal. So, you know, this thing was created for a purpose, you know, that God will be glorified. Some things is happening in our community for the glory of God to be magnified. Now, see what happened at last. My Bible now says, you know, these three people, they refused to obey. In verse 16, they refused to bow. Who are these people? Yes.
And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter.
17.
If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king.
Wow, can you see that boldness? See that courage? They are saying, we are not going to bow. They reported them that, look, there are three slaves, Hebrew children, you know, who are slaves in the land. They refuse to bow for your image. And the king said, what? You know, he was angry with them. Excuse me, why should you bow? Because you want position, you want to bow? Because you want appointment, you want to bow, you know, to the devil? No, you must not bow. You must not give way. You know, because you want that job now, because of that you want to sell your body? No way. You must not compromise. You know, as a Christian, you must stand by faith, you know. Bible says, you know, the devil is there to challenge our faith. So you must not bow. Because of what now? Is it because of money? Because of what? You know, I want you to know that, you know, the moment you can stand, God is able to give you greater and better precious promises than what the devil can give to you. You know? So they refused to bow, and they were so strong in faith. And they said, look, our God whom we serve, oh my God, he's going to serve God. Because those who serve God, God will deliver them. Those who serve God, God will help them. You know, there's a day of sorrow. There's a day, you know, that the devil will come with anger. But when you serve God, God is able to uphold you. They say, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace and to deliver us out of the hand. Okay. In every situation of life, God will deliver you. In every problem that you are in right now, you know, in every problem that I want to consume you, you know, I ask for divine intervention, for God to come in and set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. These three Hebrews children, they are so determined. They know their God. Bible says those who know their God shall be strong and do exploit. They will be strong, you know. Daniel was saying in Daniel 11:32, he said, they will be strong, they will do exploit. And this is what is happening right now. You know, they are not just common Christians. Today, we have Christians and Christians around us. There are some people that will never compromise their faith. You know, see how far you've been compromising. See how far you've been, you know, you have been looking onto, you know, people. And people have been giving you all sorts of decrees so that, you know, you'll be out of faith. Excuse me. You must not compromise. So what now happened at the end of the day? You know, the king was angry. He threw them, you know, into the furnace for us. What happened? 23. Yes.
And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Hallelujah. Can you see, you know, God coming? Look, I pray this morning that in that problem in your life, you know, there will be a divine intervention in the name of Jesus Christ. In what that problem you are, that fiery problem, in that thing that you are passing through that seems as if to say it will consume your life. God will arise for you. God will arise for you. Now, can you see the faith of these three people? No, they are so confident in God. They so believe in God that God is able to deliver them, that God is able to save them. Now, do you know that God is able to deliver you? No, you must know that. You know, you must know that your God is bigger than every man in this world. You must know that God is able to do all things, you know, that you stand up for him. You know that when you stand by faith, God will stand with you. Any man understand that anyone that stands by faith, God will never allow such people to be ridiculed. I pray in life, you will not be ridiculed. I pray in life, the Lord will help you. God will help you over every power that is trying to, that is raging in your family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what now happened? We were told that the fire refused to burn them. It was fire. You mean it was the same fire killed the people that prepared. The same fire slaughtered several people that prepared it. But look at these men. They look so strange. You know? And their faith helped them out. The just shall live by faith. I want you to know this morning, you need to stand for Jesus. When you stand for Jesus, heaven will stand by you. When you stand for Jesus, you will prevail in every situation. No matter what you pass through, God will identify with you. He said, when you pass through the fire, I will be with you. He said, when you pass through the water, he said, it will not overflow you. Can you start to see that when you stand with God, you know, you will surely overcome every problem in life. You need to stand with God. What are those things you are passing through? God is able. So at the end of the day, they prevailed through their faith. I see you this morning prevailing in the name of Jesus Christ. What about Esther? We saw something beautiful about that scripture, which I want you to know this morning. And is such a wonderful lady. You know, Esther, you know, she was so courageous that she entered, you know, into the king's chamber. When the king was there and nobody should come in, nobody is permitted to enter to see the king. But because there was an Haman, Haman was there to destroy a race. Haman was there to destroy, you know, a people. Haman was there to, you know, to put an end, to terminate, you know, the children of God. But, you know, we were told that Esther was the queen that time. She arose and decreed, what is this? I will not take it. You know? And he told the people to fast. So courageous people, they are prayerful people. Courageous people, they are people that wait upon the Lord. Courageous people are people that receive direction from the Lord. And I told the people, all of you fast for me, you know, and let me go into the king, no matter what. This is a matter of urgency. I must see the king quickly, and you know, the situation must be arrested. Thank God for that boldness. It was Esther's boldness that delivered the children of from Haman. There's always an Haman in your life. There's an Haman after your life. That Haman, I pray this morning, you will overcome in Jesus' name. You know, that power that wants to destroy your children, destroy your life, destroy your destiny, destroy your business, that Haman shall be defeated right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? So what now happened? Let's see Esther chapter 4. Let's read from verse number, you know, 16. Yes.
Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish.
Can you say, if I perish, I perish? Can you see that? She put her life on stake. Yeah? People who are courageous, they are ready to take risk in life. Can you see, so risky? She was so ready that I would take this risk. If I perish, I perish. But you know what now? God back her up. You know, I discover some of our children when they want to start to walk, you know. You see them as toddler. You know, they will walk, they will stand. They say everybody standing and walking. They want to be like that too. So they start to take one leg or the other. You know what now? They will fall. That child will fall, but it will rise up again. Why? Determination. You know, that was what happened to Esther. Esther was so determined, if I perish, I perish. This thing must not happen. And what happened at last, you know, her courage was recognized by God. You know, and she was able to deliver her people from the hand of Haman. I'm praying that in Nigeria today, God will raise up Esther for us. People that will deliver us from every power that is ravaging this nation, Nigeria. I see God raising up people. I see God raising, helping us in Nigeria. You know, all the power that want to destroy this nation, all the power that want to destroy, you know, the goodness of God in this land. I see the power of God arresting them this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
We invite all interested candidates to register for a six-month diploma course in Biblical Study at the Institute of Mission, Deliverance and Healing, IMIDE, Christian Dominion Network Ministry International, Asheru. Courses offered include Foundation of Faith, Spiritual Warfare, Principles of Prayer, Spiritual Mapping Techniques, New Testament Survey, Demonology 101, Demonology 201, Strategic Targets and Evangelism. Lecture commences last Saturday in the month of September. Time 12 noon to 3 p.m. every Saturday. For inquiries, please call 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. Or call 080-37-50-6595. 080-37-50-6595.
Welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to give God the glory this morning. We are looking at the power of courage, the people who have been courageous in the scriptures, and how God has backed them up, how God has helped them. And I know as you walk in this line also this morning, God is able to help you and he will give you support in Jesus' name. In the book of 1 Samuel, 17, you know, from verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 17, you know, not from verse 1. We saw a man called David. David was there, you know, to challenge Goliath. Don't forget that this David was not qualified even to be in the army. Why? He was still a child. He was 17 years old. And before you can be in the army, you must be 20 years old. Imagine that. So he was not qualified. He was looked down upon. He was not called to the army. You know, so, but now there is this Goliath blaspheming, talking against God, you know, and challenging them. Give me somebody to come and fight with me. Eh? And the one that win the battle shall be prevail at last. You know, Saul and the army of Israel, when Goliath was speaking, they always draw back. They move back. They move back, you know, they move back. You know, when David got there, he just got there for welfare reason. He was there to deliver packages for his senior brothers who were in the battlefield. When he had such, he said, what? You know, and he was able to arise and say, look, I want to fight Goliath. And you know, the king said, you are a child. He has been a warrior from the youth. How can you do that? He said, when I was keeping my father's sheep, lion came. I killed the lion, boar came. You know, his testimony, you know, make Saul to allow him. That is why testimony is so important in church. If what God has done for another, he can also do for you. So when you are in church, people are giving testimony, it should bring up your faith. It should bring up your faith to know that if God can do that for that man, for that woman, he can also do for you. Now, can you see now? So when David gave his testimony, he saw, so is that true? Is that true? And then he now allowed him, you know, to go. Now let's see the place. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 33. You know, just pick some verses there this morning because of our time. 33 down, yes.
And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his belt, and smote him and slew him.
Can you imagine that now? Can you see that testimony? A small boy, just 17 years, give us such testimony. Imagine that. You know, it was his testimony that allowed Saul to approve him to go for that war. Saul could have said, no way, you can't go. But when Saul had the testimony of David, you know, now continue reading, yes.
Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that has delivered me out of the power of the lion and out of the power of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee.
Can you see now? He said, go. You know, because he had the testimony. Oh, testimonies are faith boosters. They boost your faith. They make you to believe strong in the Lord. You know, it was the testimony that David gave that makes Saul to allow him to go. And what happened at last? When the Philistines saw David, it was this. He felt, who is this one? We verse 43 for us, yes.
And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine caused David by his gods.
You know, he saw a stick. What is this? God can use something that looks like nothing to achieve his purpose in life. How can somebody, you know, go to fight a warrior and be going with ordinary material? When God wants to deliver you, when God wants to help you, it doesn't have to go through a high power line. You use something small to show his superiority. I see God doing that in your life today. I see God helping you, you know, in this way, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, even the Philistine cursed David by his God. And David also answered him. This is spiritual warfare. Praise the name of the Lord. 45, 45, yes.
Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied.
Can you see who is backing up David? David put his confidence in the Lord. Where is your confidence this morning? Look, put up confidence. You can defeat that Goliath. Put up your confidence, your courage. Put up your courage. You are able to put down every power that I want to put you down. You are able. I command every Goliath in your family, every Goliath, you know, in your place of work, I command them to come down in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know that at last they will prevail? In verse 50, they will prevail over Goliath. Why? Because of courage. The number one thing was the courage that David had, and that courage got back him. Yes, verse 50.
So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David.
51, continue.
Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the shed thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champions was dead, they fled.
Your enemy will flee this morning. All those who are against your life, you know, I see them running in the name of Jesus. Can you now see the courageous boy, how a small boy was able to pull down a great warrior? Who is that before you? Bible says, who are thou mountain before Zerubbabel? Thou shall be made plain. Who are those? What is that power this morning before you? When you woke up this morning, what are those things challenging you? What are those things that have been putting you, making you to cry over the year? Those things are coming to an end as from now in the name of Jesus Christ. So all you need to do is to be courageous. You know, the army of Israel, they are so fearful. They are afraid. But when David got there, he took the bull by the horn and he was able to manifest the power of God. Also, we saw Joshua when he took over from Moses. Joshua knew that this work was too elaborate. He looked at all the labors that Moses went through. All the struggles, all the people that, you know, challenged him. And Joshua was afraid. And God now came. Joshua chapter 1. God has to come to what? To encourage Joshua. My time is going. Let's read Joshua 1 verse 9. Joshua 1 verse 9. Yes.
Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
This was God speaking to Joshua. Be courageous. I know, you know, the task is great. But as you know, see what he said in verse 5. I love that verse 5. Yes.
There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
God said, I will not fail you. This morning, as I'm closing this message, I want you to know that God will not fail you. In every step of life, step of faith you want to take now, God will not fail you. Just take that step. You want to start a new business? Take that step. You want to start a new thing? Take that step. Bible says, God said, I will not fail you. Oh my God, it will not fail you. It will not forsake you. You are having a new testimony. So it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow I see you in church. Come and be blessed tomorrow. Come and receive the right word for you to go forward in life. I see you going to your destiny. I see you going to your promised land. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
for free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927, 080-33-855-927, or visit our website at www.cdnfi.org.ng, www.cdnfi.org.ng. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for Our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for Our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Live and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.